brought to you by Penguin.
Fire Rush by Jacqueline Crooks. Read by Leonie Elliott. I had thought of walking far from the terrible knowledge of flames, spathodia, from ghost-ridden trumpetry, from personal disaster, God's binding judgment, drunken mystery, and wisps of smoke from cockpits crying lonely, lonely. But walking in the woods alternating dark with sunshine, I knew nothing then of cities or the killing of children in their dancing time. Olive Senior, Cockpit County Dreams, in Talking of Trees. Book 1, The Crypt, Underground, November 1978 to November 1980. If sound is birth and silence death, the echo trailing into infinity can only be the experience of life, the source of narrative and a pattern of history. Louis Chude Sakai, Dr. Satan's Echo Chamber, Reggae, Technology, and the Diaspora Process. Chapter 1. Follow the Smoke. One o'clock in the morning, Hotfoot, all three of us, stepping where we had no business. Tombstone Estate Yells, Caribbean, Irish. No one expects better. We ain't it, but we sure ain't shit. All we need is a little bit of rhythm, so we got in a it, deep into the dance hall crypt. Come now, Asase calls, pushing her way down the stairs. High priestess glow, red Ankara cloth wound round her hair like a towering inferno. Asase is the oldest, 25, a year older than me and Rumor. Rumor is nothing like her red-haired Irish family. My gyal is dance-taught, tall with a rubber-ribbed belly. Androgynous, blonde, she dyes her hair obsidian black, stuffs it underneath a knitted red-gold-green rasta cap. We squeeze past chirps in men, stand in front of the arch wooden door, suck in the last of the O2. I follow Asase inside. My gyal follows the smoke. Beneath barrel vaulted arches, dance all darkness, pile up bodies, ganja clouds. We lean against flesh-eaten limestone walls near two coffin-sized speaker boxes that vibrate us into the underworld. Run-ins. The scene goes the usual way. A ruster pulls Rumor, which is good because that's the only kind of man she'll dance with. They're respectful. They're my brethren, she says. A sweet boy pulls Asase. Test in. 1, 2, 3. Lights go on for a few seconds. Only one type of man left for me. A tall, light-skinned man, face the colour of wet sand, stalked green eyes, standing in his silence. Man pulls me with not so much as a, what's up, wanna dance? Nothing. Watcha. There are only three kind of man pulls, usually from behind. Pull 1. Grip above elbow, pull back, bend, ram, hard rubbing. Options, forget it. Pull 2. Hand grip, spin face to face, body, check, ram, rub. Options, none. Best give up your body for one tune, at the very least. Pull 3. Soft boy tap on the shoulder. Options? Nuff. This man's trouble. I can tell by his use of pull 1 and the size of his belt and the way he jukes himself into my center of gravity. His body's not tuned for rhythms. It's flexed for the war zones of history, the battles of the streets. I tip my ass, inch my pubic bone away from his hard-on. He puts his mouth to my ear. Warm breath. Simmer down. Flattens his palms against my batty, pulls me back in. Version after B-side instrumental.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?